I'm Holly.
And I'm Bridget.
And this
is Girls Next Level.
Welcome back to Girls Next Level, everybody. We have a very special guest with us today. We have Colin Wilkinson, who you know from a ton of episodes, most recently the San Diego episode we just covered. And we're so excited to catch up with you, Colin, because we haven't seen you since back in the day.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it really
for
has.
Sure. It was good seeing you guys, though.
It's you, good too. To see you too. Yeah. I saw you a couple of times after filming. We did like a autograph thing. We did like a couple of things, but like it's still been probably like 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been a while. I think, Holly, I think I ran into you in Vegas one time also.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a while, though.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So how are you?
I'm okay. You know, hanging in there, still down here in San Diego. I did move out to Vegas for a few years, but now I'm back. There's nothing like San Diego, in my opinion.
The California weather is really special.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can't really duplicate it anywhere else.
I mean, and when I was in Vegas, I was by myself too. So like I felt lonely at times. So coming back home with all my friends and family and stuff, you know, that was important to me as well. That was a huge factor in my decision.
That's
for
key.
Sure. I was just going to ask you, like, what was it about Vegas that makes you like San Diego? I mean, obviously you grew up in San Diego and we just mentioned the weather is amazing, but like, was life really different in Vegas? Like,
Oh yeah. It's night and day, as Holly can attest to. Vegas is just, there's a lot of cold-hearted people out there. I mean, like, obviously they're everywhere, but it was just something that I noticed in LA, like, I mean, in Vegas, that it's just trying to make friends or even find a girlfriend or anything. It was just not good. That's what kind of drove me mad, was just being by myself and not trusting anybody out there.
Yeah, everybody has a hustle.
Exactly.
Yep. For sure. That's like LA too. You probably wouldn't be happy in LA either.
That's right. I feel like, you know, being so close, like consider it the triangle, LA, San Diego, and Vegas. So if you even living out there every weekend, though, somebody was in town too.
Like, yeah, and you're like, let's go out. Entertain.
Exactly. You're like, I live here. I don't want to go out every night. I burnt myself out. Yep.
Totally. I know that that happens with some of my friends in Vegas too. We get there and we're like, you got to come out with us. And they're like, really?
Just went out last night, the night before. And then
What took you out to Vegas though? What made you go there?
There was a job offer. I got a job offer to help run a memorabilia store out there, an autograph memorabilia store. So I was the assistant store manager at the Planet Hollywood location. And so I was in charge of like running the signings on it and then also doing sales on a day-to-day basis.
That was where Pete Rose was always at, right?
No, that one was in the Mandalay Bay. Yeah. So that's another one.
Oh, crazy. For some reason, I always thought he was at Planet Hollywood. I'm on crack.
I think he might've been at one of the stores that used to be in there until he got his own in Mandalay Bay.
Oh, that makes sense. That's what it
was. Yeah. But I think he was at one point. Yep.
So what are you up to now?
So now I actually, I have a great job. I work at Sony PlayStation.
That
sounds so fun.
Yep. So I love it. I work on the video game MLB The Show. It's the baseball video game.
Fun.
Yeah. So I'm an associate producer on that game. And yeah, I love it. It's something I enjoy day to day. You know, obviously I love video games, but I mean, I don't sit there and play video games all day. It's a lot of other stuff, behind the scenes stuff. But at the end of the day, I work on a baseball video game. I love baseball. I love video games. You know, what better?
Sounds like the dream.
Exactly.
I know. That's what I was thinking. That is incredible. Okay. Single, married, girlfriend, divorced. Just kidding. I don't think you're divorced.
No, I'm single. Yeah, I'm single. You know, I was dating a girl for a few years and I'm still really good friends with her. But no, just living the single life. Up until a couple of years ago, I was enjoying the single life. Then it kind of hit me that, like, all right, I'm getting a little older now. Now it's time to, you know, start thinking about other things. So I'm available.
Wait, how old are you now?
Oh, God, how old am I? I think I just turned 35. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're a youngin' still.
I have to think about it.
I count on my...
Yes, I do that too. Because I don't feel at my age. So I'm like, wait, I'm 28. Oh, wait, whoops. I mean, I'm, wait, let me figure that out.
You want to say younger. Yeah. You're like, wait, oh, I'm not old.
Yeah. And I really truly forget. It's not like I'm trying to lie about it, but I'm like, wait a second. Let me think about that for a second.
That's right. That's right.
Before too.
Well, we were just rewatching the San Diego episode of Girls Next Door. And that's what got us thinking, like, what is Colin up to these days? Because obviously you're in that episode and others. And so that's why we reached out to see like what your perspective was. Plus, we've also been talking to people and we have a few more interviews coming up with people who kind of, I don't want to say grew up, but some of them did grow up at the mansion, like Marston has son, but other people that spent a lot of their childhood at the mansion, or in your case, like teen years and stuff. And we were kind of curious, like what that was like and how it affected you and a million things like that. So we'll get into all of those questions too, but that's kind of what inspired us to reach out to you.
Definitely. Oh yeah, I remember that episode like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
But I hear about it all the time.
I want to go back even further than that. Like when Kendra first started living at the mansion or coming up to the mansion, how did you first learn about that? Was it something they tried to keep from you because you were younger, or did you hear about it right away?
I heard about it pretty much right away. I think we were sitting at Dave and Buster's and, Kendra goes, what'd she say? I'm expecting a phone call from someone. And we were like, okay, well, that's cool. Good for you. And then she goes, it's actually from Hugh Hefner. And then me being, knowing who it was, I was like, yeah, okay. And then sure enough, I think it was that night he called. She either picked up or he left a voicemail. I can't remember. And I think this was right after she was up there from being a painted girl at one of the parties. It was something like that. But yeah, that was how I originally heard about it. And I was like, what? And yeah, so they told me right away. There was no hiding it.
yeah. And was she still living at home when this happened?
No, I think she was living with her boyfriend at the time. Or maybe...
That's what I thought. Yeah. I remember too, her saying that she was living with her boyfriend at the time. I've never met him, but I think she mentioned that.
Yeah, she was with him a few years. But yeah, I think she was living with him at the time, if I recall correctly.
And what did your mom think? Was she like, wait, what? Or was she okay with it?
No, obviously, when you hear that something like that, you obviously know the reputation and what you hear about that world.
Right.
She obviously was like, whoa, what's he calling? At first she got a little like, what's he calling for? Like what's happening? And then, Kendra explained it and then they had a long talk that I wasn't involved in. I was off to the side, but they had a long talk about it. And she was saying, let me go up there for a couple weekends first and just feel it out, make sure it's, not just this crazy, crazy thing. And then I think she invited her up there for the first time. It was just them two that, were walking around. And I think that's when she met Hef for the first time. And I think maybe met you guys for the first time as well. But I don't think I was there on the first one.
I don't think you were either. I think it was just your mom at first, or maybe
it might
your
have
mom
been Kendra's
and your grandma.
Birthday.
Yeah, at her birthday with your mom and your grandma.
That's what it was. You guys are right. Yep.
Which, by the way, your grandma... I loved your grandma so much.
Oh, yeah.
She was the funniest person. She had the best lines on the whole show, I think.
Mom, yep. Oh, yeah, she was great. We always hear about it, too. Like, some of the stuff she would say. And it was just, her, too. Like, she wasn't speaking from lines. Like, people would, sometimes the show would say, hey, can you mention this? And she would forget. And she would just blurt out other things. And we would just start dying laughing.
She's so funny.
I feel like that shows on the show. I feel like it shows that she's just being her true self in this weird, unique situation. And you can tell she's not being fed a line or being insincere. Mm-hmm. You can tell that's a genuine her. And I think that's what I love about her.
Exactly. And a lot of people, everybody would always, at the height of that show, people would come up if they recognized me and my mom, and they would come up and be like, we love your grandma. She's so adorable, or something like that. We'd get that a lot.
Yeah. But I think after they came up that they really embraced Hef and the situation and were happy for Kendra.
It was exactly once they got to meet Hef and, obviously some of the staff and see that there's not just, I guess it's different for you guys, but I guess what they saw was there's just not parties going on 24 hours a day. They went up there, they met Hef and saw how nice he was and genuine and then, ultimately left the decision up to Kendra, though.
Yeah. But I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that your grandpa was not okay with the situation.
So he was, Pubba was that's what we called him, Pubba.
Yeah.
He was a little hesitant. He was just like, I don't know about this. I mean, obviously, he grew up in that generation, in that era when Playboy was really, when it started, when it, took off and all that kind of stuff. So he probably knew more about the the business more than any of us. And so that's where he was like, no. But then, you know, I believe it was like, I think she moved up there and was living there, and he never went up to visit. I don't believe he ever went up to visit, but, you know, he saw that Kendra was happy. Kendra was safe. You know, there could be a lot worse things that she could be doing out there. So he, you know, but he was definitely a little not okay with it, but he got around to just dealing with it.
I feel like in the San Diego episode, I can sort of feel it. Like when they meet, I sort of feel like the awkwardness there. We talked about it a little bit on the show. Like you can kind of feel there's like a little bit of a tension or something.
Yeah. I mean, like, when he shook his hand, you know, he wasn't like when I went to go meet Hef for the first time, I was like shaking. I was like, oh my God. Like, you know, this is the man. This is the guy. Like, and obviously I've never met a celebrity before at that time. And so I was nervous and, you know, excited to meet him and all that. And he was just like, he was genuine and polite to him, but he was like, I don't care.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. How old were you when we started filming the show? It was 2005, so that would have made you...
About 17.
Okay. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 17, because I think that's why I think the first Halloween party or maybe Midsummer party, I wasn't allowed because I wasn't 18 yet.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then right when I turned in September, I think that Halloween party was my first party. I was 18. Yeah.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Yep.
That is so, so fun. I bet you were dying for that. You're like, I'm 18 now. Guess what?
Oh, all my friends were so well. I would bring friends. You guys saw me. I'd bring friends all the time, but you know, I always just brought one. And but then when I would get back, people would always be like, "How'd it go? What was it like?" And I you don't even have words for it. I mean, especially as an 18-year-old boy, like, you know, you have all your friends doing like house parties and in their garages and stuff like that. Here I am. Last weekend, I was at probably the most renowned party in the world, the party that everybody wants to go to. It's hard going from that to that.
Yeah, that's two true. Different worlds.
Mm-hmm. Droid. Did you come up to the mansion before we started filming, or was it only after? Because I remember the show shows you coming up for Kendra's birthday. It's the year after they came up for the first time they met. But you must have come up in that year before we started filming, right?
I did. Yeah, just a couple times. One of the first times I went up there was because Kendra's room was a mess. You know, it was just messy. So we would come up and help her clean up sometimes, obviously see her. And then we'd be like, hey, we need to clean up this room. Like, this is... You know, here I am with this behind me, but
your room looks clean compared to Kendra's room at the mansion.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's true. That's very true.
I'm assuming everyone at school knew. And
oh yeah.
What did they say? Like what? Cause we asked my sister this too, because it never occurred to me really like what she went through at school, knowing that her sister was on the show and lived at the mansion and stuff. And it was kind of interesting to hear what happened at school and what people say.
Oh yeah. So I became an instant, like everybody wanted to talk to me and ask me questions. I mean, I'm not even talking about just students. I'm talking about faculty, teachers, you know, whoever. Everybody knew.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had to answer a lot of questions. I did, you know, I had a lot of people like going, oh my God, you know, how was the party? How's the grotto? That type of stuff. But then you got those other kids that like the haters. And they would be like, you know, coming up to me, oh, I saw your sister naked. Ha ha ha. So, you know, yeah. I mean, you hear... I wanted, in the beginning when I would hear that, I'd get it from a lot of people too. You just wanted to fight everybody. You know, I would try and fight everybody and, you know, but then you just learn to have thick skin. I mean, I'm sure you guys have gotten plenty of stuff throughout your lives and careers of just haters just yelling at you and saying the stupidest things. You just have to build that thick skin and brush it off. But as a young kid, it's hard to do that. You just have to learn how to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm curious, was there more guys coming up to you hoping that you would bring them to the mansion, or were there more girls that aspired to be in the magazine trying to reach out to you?
Believe it or not, more girls.
Oh, wow.
More girls had questions. Like guys, you know, a lot of them obviously would come up. Oh, is there sex happening at every inch of the place at all times? And I'm just like that type of stuff. But girls were like genuinely like, what's it like? You know, how is this? And then how do you get into the mansion? Or, you know, how do you get into the mansion for a party? You know, a couple girls at a later date, like when I was in college and stuff, they would be like, how do I get into the magazine? Do you have any contacts? That type of stuff. But yeah, it was mostly girls that would come up to me.
I thought so, because I just feel like it was so, especially once the show started, it was so popular, or is still so popular among females.
Exactly. Yep. I mean, I'd say 80% of the people that either have recognized me throughout my life or have found out about it and wanted to talk to me about it were all female. Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Before you went up to the mansion, what were your thoughts about it? Like, what did you expect?
Oh, like a wonderland. That was my first impression. I was just like, what am I? Because, you know, growing up, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of money. You know, we went through a lot of tough times when I was younger. So I had never been in like a mansion before. I had never been around a celebrity before. And so like when I first pulled into those, well, talked to The Rock first. And then I was like, what are we doing here? Like, we're talking to a rock. And then we go in. And just seeing this place, I mean, it blew everything I thought of out of the water. I was just like, this is bigger than my complex. Like, this place is huge. I just pictured it as a wonderland. That's my first impression of it.
Was it different than you thought it was going to be? Like, a lot of people think that there's like crazy parties going on all the time. Like you mentioned, sex going on in every corner, drug use, like all kinds of craziness. And really, especially like during the week and the day, it's very just sort of like calm. The dogs are like the noisiest thing in the place.
Exactly.
Or the peacocks.
Exactly. Yep. I think one of my first times up there, I walked in the front door and we sat in the great hall and there was nobody around. Maybe I saw one of the staff and I was just like looking around. I was like, where's everybody?
Yeah. Where's like, party?
I thought this. Yeah, exactly. And then and then Kendra came down a little bit later, and then I was just like, so what do you do on a date? She's like, this is it. This is mostly what it's about. Obviously, we have our fun times and stuff like that, but this is pretty much how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the echoing hallways.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
And what were your thoughts on meeting Hef?
I was extremely nervous, extremely terrified. Obviously, I know Playboy Hef, but I didn't know his life. I didn't know what he's done, you know, throughout like the course of history. I didn't know any of that. Obviously, I didn't even do my research, which I should have done. But I just wanted to meet the man. You know, I just wanted to see what he would be like towards me if I was just, you know, the little brother or whatever. And when I first met him, he was just like, "It's a pleasure to meet you." And I was like, oh, you said that to me? No, it's an honor to meet you. So, yeah, it was, I mean, my heart was still pounding, but he made it very comfortable after, you know, after meeting him.
Yeah. The first time we're filming and you're there and they make it look like you are like off by yourself and like you're just gawking at the girls and like stuff like that. Like, what was your reaction after you saw that first episode?
Was that the one at the party?
Yeah,
the
like
backyard
pool party.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it was funny how they made me look on the show. I was just like, but I literally was like that. I mean, at those parties, like I would just be like, I mean, in the beginning, I would be like, I don't want to like move. I don't want to talk to anybody because like who's who. Like I don't want to piss anybody off. I don't want to get banned from the mansion. I was just I wanted to sit back and observe. I like to be low key. And then as the years went by, that, you know, started changing and I would just show up, just be like, hey, how's everybody doing? You know? Yeah. But yeah, it was definitely nerve wracking that first time. Definitely.
Since we've been doing this rewatch and doing the podcast and stuff like that, we've got out our scrapbooks and we've been going through that kind of stuff. And I've been noticing that there's a lot of pictures like you guys came up quite often. Like there were things that I totally forgot you guys came with us to, like Dodger games and, you know, different sporting events and different events, dinners, like all kinds of things. So I just wanted you to talk about some of the different events that you got to go and do with all of us.
Yeah, I remember there's one I distinctly remember. It was when you guys turned the front yard into like a snowy hill.
Yes.
I think they filmed that episode too. I remember that episode.
Yeah.
And Kenner snowboarded down it. I definitely remember that. Obviously, many, many, many parties. Oh, and then I believe it was Kendra's 21st or second birthday or something like that. We all went out to Mastro's. And so I remember, I think Hef always brought his food in, right? He always had, yeah. Always had his food brought in. And then I remember everybody looking at me all sideways because I always get my steak well done. But then I also asked for ketchup because I put ketchup on my steak. And I don't think they had it, but they sent somebody to go get it at like a store next door or something.
Oh, how
just
funny.
Like a little bottle.
Yeah.
I do remember that, and we always laugh about that. I had to get my ketchup for my steak, and everybody's like, "Yeah, what are you doing?" I remember though.
Okay,
at Mastro's.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell the listeners in case you don't know. Mastro's is like a super high-end Beverly Hills, or there's one in Malibu too, steakhouse. So, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I've always heard that, and not for just for Mastro's, for any like high-end steakhouse, that if you ask for like steak sauce or any kind of seasoning for your steak, that the chefs get very offended. So I can't imagine asking for ketchup. Also, a lot of people say that like, you want to be able to actually taste the flavor of the meat. So getting it like super well done is like ruining the steak.
Yeah. And everybody always brings that up to me. They're like, "Well done. How dare you?" And I'm like, "Look, you like your food the way you like your food. I like mine the way I like mine." All right.
Totally. You're paying for it, or well, somebody's paying for it in your group. Enjoy it the way
somebody
you want
was,
it. Yeah. Enjoy it the way you
exactly.
want it.
Exactly. Yeah. There was a, I mean, we came up there a lot to help her, you know, clean up her room and do that type of stuff. We would always go out shopping, maybe like before one of the parties, you know, go to one of like a costume store or whatever for the Halloween party, stuff like that.
Yeah. Actually, talking about the parties is the next thing. What do you remember what the very first party you went to? I guess it was Halloween.
Pretty sure it was midsummer. Oh, no, that's right. Halloween. Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was the Halloween.
So you never got to like sneak into any of the parties before that?
Correct. Yeah. I wanted to, but yeah, no.
We snuck my sister down to one before she was 18, and we thought we were getting away with it. And then Hef whispered to me, "Don't think I don't see your sister."
I know. I wish I would have tried to sneak in, but yeah, I was a little too nervous, a little too scared. Like, am I going to get arrested or?
Yeah, arrested. When Kendra told you guys that we were coming down to San Diego to film that episode, what were your thoughts?
Very nervous. Very nervous. Like, wait, why does he want to come see this? Why does he want to come down here? You know, because you start to think like, well, this guy's on a different pedestal or a different class than what we've been, you know, living our whole life. So you start getting a little nervous, like, oh, is this going to be good enough? Like, what is he going to say about it? Like that type of stuff. Yeah, you're just getting a little nervous, definitely.
Your mom did a great lunch, though. Like, we're watching that episode, and we're like, we're hungry right now. Mm-hmm. Like, we want that food right now.
The KFC, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I had to go get KFC this past week because of it.
She was extremely nervous, and she's not a cooker. We're not a family of cookers. So that's, she was, she definitely went to go have somebody else prepare the food, that's for sure.
Yeah. I have a question. So she had like Stanley Steamer over. She talks about getting all new furniture. And I want to know, did the show help with that? Or did she have to take that on all herself?
Yep. She did it herself. So for the entire time, you know, we appeared on Girls Next Door. We never asked for anything from them. Like we never got paid for it. We never like asked them to, you know, to pay for anything because we've always been pretty self-sufficient. And so, you know, it just was kind of weird to us. Like, hey, can you pay for our stuff for our house? Like, but no, she went out and she did it. You know, my mom did it herself. She got, you know, all the furniture herself. She got the, you know, the carpets cleaned, all that kind of stuff herself.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cause I thought, I bet the show helped with this because all new furniture and the Stanley Steamer is going to be like super expensive.
Right. Looking back, we should have. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, totally. And your mom seemed truly overwhelmed, especially when you came in with all your friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So that was a school day. And I believe we ditched school maybe at the tail end of school. And because at school, I was like, hey, Hef's coming over. Do you guys want to come to my house and say hi? And everybody was like, no, he's not. And I'm like, I swear, there he is. And they were like, all right, let's go over there. And so we just pulled up with so many people. And then seeing the reaction on everybody's face, my mom didn't know. Nobody knew. We just pulled up.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember that you came with some friends, but I didn't remember the extent of it until I was watching the episode. It was just like one by one by one by like just kept coming. Mm-hmm. And your mom's like, I think you invited the whole school.
Yep. Oh, man. Everybody. I think we took two cars over there and we just parked along the street. And I was like, all right, let's just all walk in. And everybody's like, what do we do? What do we do? Well, you know, do we say anything? I was like, whatever feels natural. Just don't like tackle Hef or anything like that.
Tackle. Okay, another burning question I have from that episode. There's a prom picture of Kendra and her ex in hanging in your bedroom. And I have to know, was that just hanging in there in your bedroom the whole time? I know it used to be Kendra's bedroom, or did they put that in there?
I did not have that picture hanging in my room. No way. That would be very weird. Yeah, no, that was definitely a planted item for sure.
That's so funny.
I totally thought so, because I was like, wait, Colin, there's no way Colin's gonna want a picture of his sister and her ex-boyfriend in his room.
That could go in the scrapbook. Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you guys used to share the room, which I don't even know if you did or not, but even if it used to be like a joint room, you would have gotten rid of all that stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, the minute she moved out, all her stuff went out too.
Yeah, totally. Back to the friends. I forgot to ask a question. How did you pick who got to come over? And were there people pissed that they didn't get to come?
So there were a few, definitely. There were definitely a few. But let's see. At the time, it was my girlfriend at the time, and then a lot of just my small, close circle of friends that actually most of those I'm still friends with today. So that's how close they were. But yeah, so that was the selection process, I guess. However many we can fit in two cars, and my closest friends that actually, like, you know, cared about me before all this stuff started happening.
Yeah. And then there were some that were upset.
Oh yeah. Plenty that were upset. Even some girls, they were like, what? You didn't let me come over and meet half and the girls. And I was like, sorry.
And what did your friends
list only?
Yep.
Yeah. What did your friends think about meeting Hev? Like, what would they say afterwards?
Oh, they were super nervous, and they were like, "Oh, should we do this? Should we do that?" And definitely very nervous. But I'm always the type of person, and even to this day, like, if I have something cool or that I can share with other people, I want them to experience something that they typically would never be able to do. Like, they would have never been able to meet Hef without this happening or anything. I mean, I don't care if they cared about meeting him, but, like, getting to say now for the rest of their lives that they met Hef and, you know, got to meet him, take a photo with him, whatever. Like, that's just a life experience that I think being able to share with other people is unbelievable. That's why I always brought people to the parties, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, you want to come to the party? Get a chance to say you partied at the Playboy Mansion. Like, no, not a lot of people in this world can ever say that.
Yeah. And what did the neighbors say?
Oh, when they saw that giant limo bus pull up, so many people came out and were like, what in the world is happening here? Luckily, we knew a couple of the neighbors, and we already told them what was going to happen. Like, hey, plan accordingly. But other ones definitely came out, and they were wondering what, like, did these people just hit the lotto, or what's happening here? Yeah, it was funny. And then we had a lot of conversations with our neighbors after that too. Like,
yeah, what were they saying after?
So they were wondering, like, why this big limo bus was here for so long, why there was a camera crew, what happened. And then, because some of them, we don't, you know, we never walked around and said, oh, you know, I never walked around and said my sister's living at the Playboy Mansion, blah, blah, blah. So they would always be like, what's going on? What's happening? What are you guys doing? And it's like, oh, and then you have to explain yourself. You have to go, well, my sister, you know, she has a TV, she's on TV, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, kind of explain it to them. And they're like, oh, that's so cool. It's like, yeah, sorry for the disturbance. And they're like, no, don't worry about it.
I remember somebody came over and they gave us like custom charger hats, and they spray painted like our names on it.
Yeah, it was a friend of mine. He owned a airbrushing. Remember airbrushing back in the day?
Yeah, we love those.
Oh yeah, just looking back at that is just insane. You know, airbrushing used to be the thing, and so he owned a booth at the mall, and I always got a bunch of stuff airbrushed, and I became friends with him. And I told him, you know, what's going on, and he was like, oh, can I airbrush some stuff for them and bring it over and give it to them? I was like, yeah, for sure. It went out without even asking anybody. I was like, yeah, definitely. Cool. Yeah, come on over.
Oh, no, we loved them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think you guys took a photo with them. And for years after that, I think number one is still on his Facebook. And number two, I think for years after that, he printed out the photo of you guys and had it at his booth.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I was curious, what was your relationship like with Kendra back then? Like, were you guys super close? And actually, I want to take it back even further. Like, what was it like before she came to the mansion and then at the mansion?
Yeah. So we were, you know, I mean, I was always the little brother. Like, she would always, because we went at one point, she was a senior in high school, I was a freshman. So we were actually at the same high school. And even though, you know, at that age, you know, she's the cool, popular kid or, you know, whatever. And I was just a freshman. She didn't ever talk to me like at school, but I knew she was looking out over me. I knew, you know, she had senior guys that would always, like, if I ever had problems, like, they would in a heartbeat step in. So she would always look out for me. But even outside of school, you know, we were close as a brother sister, but not like a super, super, super close bond. You know, like, we wouldn't like go to the movies together or anything like that. But she drove me to school every day. So that was our bonding time pretty much to school and from school. And then as the years grew on, you know, we kind of separated a little bit, and then all of a sudden she went to the mansion.
So tell us what Kendra was like before the show. Like, just like explain her to us.
Yeah. So Kendra, she was a little bit of a rebel, growing up. You know, she loved, how do I put this? defying authority, as we all did. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she was definitely, I'd label her as a rebel back in the day. She did what she wanted when she wanted. And I think doing that though, like, kind of built her into the woman she is today. She went through that phase and then got out of that phase. But yeah, like, she was definitely, you know, I think it was mentioned many times, there were some times at a younger age, you know, she got some trouble. But I think, you know, when you get in trouble at a younger age, I think it really builds your character for your, you know, your future self.
How would you say that she changed or didn't during the show and living at the mansion?
So when she first started filming, I'd say, you know, she was so still like the camera people are telling me to do this and that. I don't, like, this is weird. Like, they're kind of like telling us to do, you know, to film this or to say that during filming, and kind of like just a little weirded out by the whole thing. You know, she was just like, this is just really weird. It's supposed to be reality, but it's kind of not, but it is, but it isn't. And then she just kind of grew into that character. You know, she would just be like, all right, I already know what you guys want. I know what you guys want from me. So she definitely had a separation between her show, the show Kendra, and real life Kendra. There, a lot of it mixed. Don't get me wrong. She was like that in real life too. But, you know, some of the stuff she did on camera was just to appease the crew and the show and all that kind of stuff.
What was she like after the show and her spinoff? Do you think that was, did it change from there?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Cause it went from, obviously, Girls Next Door was like young Kendra, wild, crazy, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden on the spinoff shows, it turned into like family, motherhood, all that. But then they would try and throw in a splash of party crazy just to keep it, you know, entertaining. Cause, you know, nobody wants to just see a stagnant, boring person just sit there and watch TV. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they would be like, hey, go do that, go do this. But yeah, she definitely turned from crazy partier to much more subtle, much more family oriented, you know, raising little Hank and Elijah.
How is it being an uncle?
It's great. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. Yeah. Little Hank, you know, they're projecting him to be a big boy. So
yeah, I bet he's going to be tall.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for him to be in a sports league soon.
Yeah.
What's your relationship like with Kendra now?
It's okay. You know, obviously the show portrays some reality on a little bit of, you know, difficulties between my mom and her, and then myself and her. You know, one thing that kind of built a little tension was, I don't know if you guys ever watched her other show, but, you know, she brought my dad back into the picture, who I don't personally respect. I don't like him. I don't respect him. I wanted nothing to do with him. And I think he just came back to be on that show, you know, on her show. And that's where, but with that being said, it's her life. She could do whatever she wants, like, as far as rekindling anything she wants with him. I have no problems with that. But then the show wanted me to meet him and engage with him. And I was like, I don't want to, I don't like it, but I'll do it for Kendra. And then that all went to shit. Yeah, that was not the best. I mean, it didn't even last long. Like, he just walked up to me and said, hi, Colin. And he tried to shake my hand. I said, I'm not shaking your hand. And then he stormed off. That was the whole interaction. But so that I was just, you know, at the time when he was around, I was a little bit hurt because I was just like, why are you bringing this clown around? I, you know, this guy, he's only around because of the show. But then I started to realize, like, she can do, I mean, if she wants to rekindle her relationship with him, that's her dad too. She can do whatever she wants. So I had a little bit of an epiphany, I guess. I was mad, but then I was just like, okay, you know. But yeah, so anyway, back to your original question, like, our relationship could be better. You know, obviously every relationship can be better. Nothing's perfect. You're going to have your squabbles, your family squabbles, but I love her to death, and I obviously will always be there for her no matter what.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I'm looking for where it is in my questions, because I was going to ask about your dad being in the picture again, because they actually had me go and do an episode with Kendra, and your dad was at the house, and I met him.
Oh, really?
Random, right? I've met him. And his.
Well, let's put it this way. I've met him maybe, what, 4 times in my life, and you've met him, you know, almost as half as many times as I have.
Wow.
And his wife, or I don't know if it was wife or girlfriend.
But... Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. That lady. I don't know. I don't know. Well, that night, you know, because he stuck out his hand. I mean, mind you, don't get me wrong. I was extremely nervous on that episode. I was drinking a lot because it was in Vegas at the Paris, at the Chateau, I believe. So I was in Vegas. We were drinking a lot. We're here to celebrate Kendra and her play, or, you know, her thing she had going on. And so then they were like, hey, just walk up to the bar. He'll come up and talk to you. And I was like, all right, that's fine. So he came up and I was all drunk and he stuck out his hand and I was just like, no, I'm not shaking your hand. And then he stormed off, ripped his mic off. They had me superimpose, like, I forgot what the term is. Like, they came like a couple weeks later and had me like say into a mic, like, fuck
you,
or something like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. And then they put it in there.
What?
So I didn't even say that, even though it's, yeah.
So they're really faking the drama.
So anyway, I was drunk and he stormed off and I'm screaming, like, you know, keep running like you've been doing my whole life. Like, it got emotional for me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was like, you should have been coming at me apologizing and, you know, been like, I'm so sorry I wasn't there, blah, blah, blah. But instead, I said one word to you, which was, no, I'm not shaking, or, you know, a couple words to you, I'm not shaking your hand. And he stormed off. I was like, really? But then his wife or girlfriend, whoever that crazy nutcase is, came behind me and shoved me into the bar.
No.
And I didn't know who it was. And I was drunk. When I tell you I was drunk, I was drunk. And I turned around and I cocked my fist to punch. And I saw it was her. And I was like, whoo. And then she started yelling at me. And then that's when I think it was my mom, actually my roommate, Valerie, she was there too. And they jumped in and they were about to start swinging on her. And it just got really bad.
Wait, your mom was going to fight? So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they saw her come up behind me and shove me into the bar.
Wow.
And I was just like, what? And then she was like, yeah, you're this and you're that. And I was like, whatever. I was drunk and I said some stuff. But I went over to Kendra and I was like, Kendra, I really apologize. This is your night. I didn't want it because the music shut off. The spotlights were, you know, everybody in the club was looking at us. And I was just like, I didn't want this to be about me or about this situation. This is your night. This is about you. I apologize. She's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. You know? But then I saw, like, I guess he went over there and filmed and all that. But I guess on the way out, he also shoved Hank too. My dad also shoved Hank.
Oh my God. Times,
and Hank was just like, hey, do not put your hands on me. Like, we're cool, but do not put your hands on me.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I don't really know their relationship anymore. You know, if they have one, the show's over. So he probably went running back to wherever he lives. So anyway, yeah, that was just, When they were portraying that whole thing, I was just like, I already know what he's around for. There's only one reason why he's around. So it just kind of like made me mad and irritated. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Is Kendra doing okay? I heard that she was went to the hospital for a panic attack or something recently.
Yeah. Yeah. So I heard. I heard that as well. I don't know exactly the details behind it. Hank called us. And he was just like, you know, he calls us and checks in because her and Hank are, you know, separated now. So I think it was sometime around, maybe was it right around our birthdays in September? I can't remember when this happened, but it was pretty recent. And so anyway, we were talking, he was giving us updates and stuff. So, but yeah, she's fine. You know, she's good now. But yeah, she had a panic attack.
Do you see her often anymore?
Not as much as I would like to. Yeah. So we, you know, I've been, I, after, you know, once COVID hit, you know, I kind of just like set my own mind to like, all right, I have this new job working with Sony. And I was like, I just want to focus on this. You know, obviously it's not a good thing to shut people out of your life, but I was, you know, I went through a little bit of a depression stage right before COVID. So like, I was like, all right, I need to like really focus on myself. I need to get myself back on track before I can go and be the good person that I want to be. So I, you know, I take the blame of not, you know, not being there more. But yeah, so I'd like to see her a little bit more than I actually do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your mom?
My mom is doing well. She's retired now. So she's a little bored, but she's you know, she's having fun. Like, she's going out, she's bike riding, enjoying the weather. But no, she's doing really well. You know, obviously we lost my grandma back in 2016. You know, so that obviously, you know, that hurt. But I think one good thing is that we're getting a little bit closer to her brother, my uncle. Yeah, so because we were always, you know, I think you guys met him out in Vegas. He was a dealer at the Palms.
He's retired.
Yeah. He's retired also now, and he comes out to visit pretty often now. And they've actually rekindled their relationship a little bit because they were a little like on the rocks a little bit, but they've rekindled. And so that's good to see also, like, because we don't have a very big family. You know, there's just me, Kendra, and my mom and my uncle pretty much on the West Coast. And then we have some aunts and uncles and cousins on the East, but immediate family is just us. So
on this, but didn't your grandfather passed away too prior to your grandma, right?
Yeah, he died in 2008. Yeah,
I thought it was still when we were at the mansion or like right around there. Yeah, because I remember happening.
Yep. Yeah, he passed away in 2008 and then my grandma in 2016. Yep.
Mm. You know what's crazy? I don't know if you remember my grandma from like the Mother's Day show when we had like my mom and my grandma and Kendra's mom and grandma and Mary, and we all took them to like the spa and stuff. My grandmother is still alive. She's 104. Wow. And she'll be 105 in March if she makes it.
104?
Wow.
And
she's she's totally fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with her health-wise. Wow. She's like a little bit like she doesn't know where she is all the time. Like, mentally, she maybe has a different life going on.
Oh, but physically?
But physically, she's totally fine.
That's
nothing wrong with her.
That's awesome.
That's the record for like longest living person.
Oh my
she
God.
Can go for it.
Yeah, so crazy. Well, since it's the holidays, we wanted to ask you, like, what were the holidays like as a kid?
Holidays were, I guess they were pretty standard, you know, a standard household. You know, when my dad left my mom, you know, she was trying to make ends meet by herself. And that's when my grandma and grandpa moved out, and they moved into the house, obviously, next door. Mm-hmm. And they would help out as much as they can. So, like, you know, our Christmases and stuff like that would be, they would come over, you know, help with the presents and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it was a pretty standard, you know, holidays as far as like Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that. Nothing too wild, nothing too crazy. Just, you know, I mean, it was always fun, you know, when you guys, seeing you guys come holiday time, seeing the mansion all lit up. That was fun a little bit later on in life, obviously. But yeah, but growing up, it was a basic.
It must have been nice having your grandparents right next door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. They helped out so much because my mom, you know, she was working full time. So taking us to, you know, soccer practice, baseball, softball, all that kind of stuff, like, they were there for everything. You know, they literally helped out so much. And obviously my mom would when she had time off or when she would get off of work and all that. But, you know, they were a huge help. They were, you know, not only just, you know, physically, monetarily, but just emotionally too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sort of mentioned it a little bit, but I want to talk about what were the Christmases like when Kendra was at the mansion? You guys came and joined us sometimes?
Yeah. So, you know, we would drive up. I believe it would, you know, be a few days. It wouldn't be on Christmas Day or anything, but a few days or so before Christmas. I think one year was maybe Christmas Eve. We'd come up. We'd give, you know, we'd do our own little Christmas. We'd give her some presents. And, you know, she had some stuff for us and that type of stuff. But then, we would, I don't think we ever went like light watch, you know, like going to see all the different lights everywhere because, I mean, the mansion was all lit up and looking amazing by itself. But I think we watched a movie a time or two as well. But it just, I love this time of year. And I love just like, you know, like it felt like, because I grew up, it was just me, my sister, my mom, my grandma, my grandpa. But like with more people around during the holidays, like I felt like more of like a bigger family, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I never had that before, you know, like it was always just a small little group of us growing up. So like having, you know, you guys and some other people that are around, you know, it felt, I personally liked it because I was like, I've never got to experience anything like this with multiple people just, you know, like just in a cheerful mood.
It's so festive at the mansion this time of year, or was so festive. It was like just a very special feeling.
Oh yeah. I loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah. I think so too. Did you go back up to the mansion after we left? Like, were you still able to go back up there at all?
Yes. I went to a few parties, I think. One of them was, it was a Halloween party, maybe? I think I went to one Midsummer and one Halloween. I'll never forget because I think Kendra and Hank got the cabana next to, I think this was when was it the Karma Foundation took over the parties? I don't think Hef was doing it himself or anything.
Yeah, the parties really changed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were way different. So I was like, I didn't go to try and go to all of them like I did, obviously, when everybody was there. But I'll never forget one of them. Kendra got a cabana next to Hef's cabana, and it was up on this like little platform. And then it was like an hour into it, Kendra walked up to me and she's like, hey, we're leaving. Her and Hank were leaving. And she's like, the cabana's all yours. And I was like, what?
So fun.
I know. So I grabbed my buddy and I brought him over. And there was a couple like half empty bottles. And, you know, there's people all looking up at you because we're right next to Hef's cabana. Mm-hmm. And the waitress girl comes over and I was like, oh, is it just the rest of these and then we're done? She's like, no. She lifted up the sheet and under the table, it was sponsored by Ciroc. So like Diddy was there performing, I guess. So there was just nothing but bottles under there. So the whole rest of the night, I was just pouring bottles into people's mouths. Like, just,
oh, how fun.
It was a blast. So I think that was the last party I went to, though.
I was at that party.
Were you? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I was probably
Nick and I.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yep. Oh, yeah. Man, that was a good one to go out on, though.
Wait, I forgot to ask a question about the holidays. Do you guys still get together for the holidays now?
We haven't lately. Again, I think that's mostly because of me. I mean, when I moved away and then I came back and then COVID happened, you know, like it's something that we're trying to get better at doing. And obviously with the kids too, we want to make sure we see the kids, but sometimes the kids go with Hank, sometimes they go with Kendra. So it depends on the holiday. So we want to make sure we try and time it where we can all get together. But yeah, that's something that I would like to do a lot more than what we have been lately, for sure.
Yeah. Is Hank pretty involved in the kids' lives?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hank, you know, he calls us pretty often as well. And, you know, cause we're obviously his parents too, like they're awesome. So, you know, we try and call him, he calls us and we check in with his family. But yeah, I mean, he's right there with Hank and Elijah. I mean, he's a great dad. He's doing everything he can as a father. So
that's so cool.
Oh yeah.
We want to talk about Kendra's wedding a little bit. You walked her down the aisle. And are you
probably the most nervous I've ever been in my life?
But are you aware that Hef wanted to walk her down the aisle?
I did not know that. I did not.
Yeah. We wanted to ask you how much you knew or heard about the wedding planning. Cause to me, it just seemed a little strange because all of a sudden she announced she was engaged and then Hef was everywhere saying, oh yeah, she's going to get married at the mansion and I'm going to walk her down the aisle. And I'm like, wait, does Kendra even have a say on what's going on here? Or is this like all the show?
Yeah, I guess we weren't privy to like all that kind of information. I just remember Kendra called and was like, hey, by the way, would you like to walk me down the aisle? And I was like, me? I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say no, like I'm nervous as hell, and but I'm not going to say no. But yeah, I didn't hear that about Hef. I didn't know that. It doesn't ring a bell, but that's cool that, you know, I mean, I feel honored that she picked me.
Yeah, choice.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I just knew that was very nerve wracking. And then what made, you know, things even more crazy was, I think that was like a day or two after Michael Jackson died. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I remember.
Yeah. So Michael Jackson passed, and right down the street too at UCLA, I believe. Or he
was. There were helicopters, right?
Yep.
Yeah. There was like a funeral procession or something.
Yeah, it was.
That was a whirlwind time.
I remember that.
It really was.
I mean, we were in the front row and I could barely hear, you know, mm-hmm. them exchanging their vows and stuff. And I was like, these helicopters are crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy. Oh, so you probably don't know how much Kendra was involved in like planning or how much the show like was trying to pull the strings.
Yeah. I don't remember a whole lot. I think they set up something, I think maybe the night before the rehearsal, we did something at Dave and Buster's or something like for,
oh yeah,
the we day all took before, a, like a rehearsal dinner or something.
Yeah, I remember that. We took like a bus and we like all met at that hotel, like in Century City.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, so I remember that. And I think they might have set that up. Yeah.
And I'm just remembering Kendra was like an hour late. Do you remember?
I do remember that. No shocker there, but yeah, I remember,
but like crazy amount late. Like I almost like was gonna go home because I was like, this is not happening, like we're not going.
Yeah, we're right. Yeah, like this is your thing, why are you so late?
Yeah, it was crazy amount late.
Yeah. So I think the show had something to do with that. I don't know exactly how much they had to do with like the actual wedding, Like, I don't know who planned it, or like if she hired the wedding planner, or if the show did for her. I don't know about that.
I'm not sure either. I just remember Kevin saying that he got a lot of things free, like all the flowers and stuff.
Because, oh, I bet.
Featuring the flower guy on the show. And like, I forget what else he mentioned, but there were several things. He's like, I practically got that wedding for free for her.
Yep. And he was always good at that, you know, like, hey, we're gonna broadcast your business out to, you know, millions of people. You better give us this whatever for free.
Yeah, totally. I mean, why not? It does get good publicity.
Right. Exactly.
So Kendra had some spinoffs from The Girls Next Door. Were you involved in them too much? I know we talked about like meeting the dad and stuff like that, but how much were you involved in them?
So I was appearing here and there, kind of like on The Girls Next Door in the first like couple seasons. I think it went from like E to We to maybe that was it, E to We or something like that. Anyway, and I think it went from like Kendra on top to Kendra or vice versa or whatever. It's starting to all blend together now. But so I was in the beginning. I would pop up here and there for episodes, but then the last season that she was on air, that was the episode, or like that was the season I was on it the most, because that was the season where they were like, we want to build up this whole drama of you and your dad and, you know, your mom with your dad and all that. And then at the very end, you know, she's doing her play and you guys, you know, run into him or whatever. And I was just like, oh boy, here we go. So they, you know, I was on it a pretty good amount of time that season. That was my first season where I actually was like doing a lot of interviews that they actually aired. Because I did a lot of interviews over the years, but they never aired them because I'm not the most entertaining guy. You know, I'm not I'm not good at that stuff. But yeah, that last season, that was the season where because I told Kevin, I was just like, look, like, it, you know, I said, I don't know what's going to happen when, you know, you might get a good TV show when I do run into him. And so that's what he banked on. And it had some drama.
Well, that makes me curious. What did your mom think about Kendra reuniting with him?
I mean, obviously she was upset too. She knows more than obviously I would, more than Kendra would, exactly what he did to her and how he left, you know, left her with two kids, no way to pay all the bills with these two kids, never pay child support, all this stuff. And, you know, she was just, you know, she was hurt because she actually she started bringing back old feelings from back in the day. You know, she went through this agonizing pain of him leaving, and now it's being brought back, you know, just to be put on display on a TV show. So she was a little hurt, but, you know, I mean, she was also very protective for me too. She went into her motherly instinct and was like, I don't want, you know, like, you know, him to be around him and try and pretend like it's all good. Like, because me and my mom, I know about a lot of stuff, but I probably don't know everything about what my dad put her through. So, and that's stuff that she just wants to protect me from. And so, but yeah, she was definitely a little upset, a little hurt, as we both were. But then, you know, again, we were there for Kendra. Like we weren't there for him. Like when we went to the, her play and all that kind of stuff, we were there solely. We had a talk. We were like, we're here to watch, you know, Kendra do her thing. Whatever happens is going to happen, but that's not the reason why we're here.
Yeah.
Was it true that your mom was going to write a book, or was that just for the show?
That was all for the show. That was all.
I forget who told me. It was somebody on Kevin's team was like, Patty was never going to write a book. That was just for the show.
If you go back and watch it, like there's an episode where I walk up and I find the rough draft on a table, right? Uh-huh. And it's just laying around. And so I walk up and I, you know, they're filming me, and I'm like, I walk up, I pick it up and I look at it and I'm reading it, and I'm supposed to go, God damn it. And like, you know, mad that she's writing this book. It literally was blank pages.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I was like, what, should I go like just try and be in a movie next? Like I'm acting. This is pure acting.
You know, like, acting resume ready.
Right. So yeah, so I, you know, like that whole thing, a lot of people would be like, I can't, you know, I get messages. I just got one last week, and it was like some girl, I think it was, she was like in Cuba or I don't know, somewhere. And she was like, I guess the show just aired, or that the season's airing, or maybe she's watching it on whatever streaming service. I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's like, how dare you, you piece of shit? Like,
oh my
you know,
God.
And I'm like, and you know, this happened 5-6 years ago. I've already heard it all. And now I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's always kind of a pain in the ass when people think like that's the real you. And you're like, no, that's not even on reality TV. That's not even how it is.
Exactly. And you guys know better than me. I mean, like, yeah, it's you know, people are always like, oh, did this and this. And it's just like, no, No, it's nothing like that. But yeah, there was never a book. Yeah, that was all strictly Kevin and his team.
So crazy. Do you think, because Holly and I talk about this on the show sometimes, do you think that when the show, when Kevin, producers, editors, however you want to, whoever is involved in it, creates fake drama between people, that it turns into real drama?
100%. 1,000%. Yes.
It's horrible. Like, I always feel like the reason Kendra and I don't talk anymore is because of Kevin, because he was really, at least from what I saw, trying to like pit us against each other in like the spinoff years and like make us jealous of each other to try and like make us do what he wanted us to do.
I can see that.
And at one point I just opted out. I told Kevin, I'm like, fuck off. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
and
done.
That's exactly. And that happened multiple times throughout the cycle of her, you know, her years on TV. With like, all of a sudden it would be like, I mean, there would be like, Kendra would be sitting in our living room with the camera crew getting ready. And, you know, we're just sitting there talking and hanging out and having a good time. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, by the way, when we start rolling, you know, yell at each other. And it's just like, what? And then, you know, yeah. Or, you know, something like that. And then they would be like, well, what about this? What about that? And then afterward, it would be kind of awkward. You know, it'd be like, mm-hmm. even though that was supposed to be fake, it was kind of like, now it's like an awkward silence. And it's just like,
yeah, it felt real sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's definitely not for a weak person to be on TV, because, you know, you can definitely get a little confused on what's reality, what's not. Like, you know, you're doing this just for a show. You're almost living like two lives, you know, like a book situation. My mom had to pretend, even when we see people out in the street, like she wasn't allowed, you know, not supposed to tell anybody that she's not really writing a book or whatever.
That's hard. I don't like
that. Yeah, you're living like two lives. And that was all new to us. I mean, you know, we're not celebrities by any means. And so it's like, you know, people would always come up, I can't believe you're writing a book. She'd be like, what are you
talking? Yeah, that's hard. It's hard not to be able to defend yourself against something like that, I would imagine.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
But I just remember, this isn't even in my notes, so I don't know where I'm going with it, but I'm just going to throw it out there and see. I just remembered that they were on Family Boot Camp.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember seeing previews. I don't think I saw it, but I saw like previews and it was just like screaming and drama. And I was like, holy shit, things are going down.
So, yeah. So that was an interesting show. They were similar in the sense that they needed drama also. You know, it can't all be copacetic and nice and happy go lucky. So they needed drama also, which created a little bit of a riff. However, I think that it actually did help a little bit. Like, they actually did get a little bit closer because they were like locked in a house together. So I definitely think that that as fake as it was, or whatever you want to call it, I think it actually had a little bit of stuff like that helped. One time they called me and they wanted me to go up there. I guess there was an episode of like family members coming up and like everybody being in a circle, and then we give our interpretations of their relationships and what we think they should do and all that. They ended up never airing it, but well, at least not my part. But to me, that was real. Like, I stood in front of, like, you know, all these celebrities and everything, and I actually like spoke my heart, you know, like as fake as the show was or whatever. I was like, no, you guys seriously need to get your shit together. Like, and I almost started crying, like on TV. Wow. And so like, but I actually spoke my heart, and I think it resonated in both of them. You know, and I think when they left there, they were better than when they went into that show.
Well, so that's
it actually did do some good.
Being at the mansion in your teen years affected you, if at all?
I think it had its pros and cons. I think that, like I mentioned earlier, it kind of ruined me because, like, I would go up to a party or whatever, and then afterward, people would be like, "Hey, do you want to hang out? Hey, do you want to do that?" And I'd be like, like, it's easy to like get lost in that world. You know, when you hit a pinnacle, when you have something so good, when you see something like that's nowhere near in comparison, you're like, I don't want to waste my time with that. I want to be closer up here. This is more fun. But in the meanwhile, it kind of like neglects, you know, like you start getting a little bit, you know, too big for yourself. And so that's where I started, like, you know, friends would be like, "Hey, do you want to go? You want to go to a bar?" And I'm like, "No," or a house party or a bar or whatever. And I'll be like, "No, in 2 months, I'm going to go up to the Halloween party at the mansion." And then like, And then my friends would start to be like, wow, really? Like, you can't just hang out with us now. So that, like, that was, you know, one thing that kind of like, you know, I messed up on. However, on the flip side, going to those parties and all that's in the mansion, I had an absolute blast. You know, the people that I met, all that. My one regret, though, is I wish, instead of just chasing the girls around at those parties, I wish I would have been a little bit more business minded and meeting, like, who's actually there, like this businessman and that business, like, yeah, this guy might own this some Fortune 500 company or whatever, like grow those connections. And that's where I messed up. But I mean, as an 18, 19, 20 year old man, like,
You're not thinking about it at 18.
Oh, I know. Exactly. So, I mean, I had a lot of fun, and I definitely don't regret doing what I did. Sometimes I would have changed a few things.
We all go back and like nitpick little things in our lives. I know I would.
Yep.
Looking back on that time, do you have a favorite memory or favorite memories?
There was one, I think it was the only 4th of July party I ever went to. And I was playing volleyball, and I'm talking like a month before the first Captain America was coming out, and Captain America. What's his name?
Oh, I can't help Chris you because I don't know who, right? It is.
Yeah. So the guy that plays Captain America was actually at the mansion, and I played volleyball against him.
How fun.
Yeah. So like, just, you know, every time I see him on TV, I'm like, oh, I got to play volleyball against him. And then on the flip side, during that volleyball match, I think Jose Canseco was there as well, the baseball player.
Yeah.
And I spiked the ball, and it hit him in the chest or hit him, and he got all mad and like wanted to fight me. And I was like, you're 6'4", big dude. I was like, you need to relax, calm down. But anyway, that, I don't know why I always think of that, you know, those memories. But now, just, you know, just being able to go up to all those parties. I mean, it's still so surreal to me. Like, it seems like another lifetime ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I it's too hard to pick out just one. I just had so much fun every time I tried to make the most every time I went up there.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Do you have any crazy stories that you remember? Anything like you walked in on the grotto or saw some weird shit, like anything like really crazy?
Well, the grotto, yeah, there was one party. I think this might have been the Karma Foundation or, yeah, one of those those parties maybe. Yeah, and I walked into the grotto, and it was just a giant, you know, it legit was a giant orgy, like, you know, in the jacuzzi out, and then right those little cushions right outside, you know, in the grotto still, but on the ledges and stuff like that. And I walked in, and I think I brought one of my friends that I hadn't brought before, and I was like, hey, this is the grotto. All right, we'll leave them to do their thing. And he was just like, what is happening here? But yeah, there's a bunch of that. I mean, like walking around, like toward like the monkey cages back in the corner. You know, I saw plenty of stuff back there. There was the game room out front. I saw some stuff.
That's crazy. Anything that stands out, like anything like really like would make for a good story?
I guess there was one time me and my buddy were just walking around, and we saw this girl, and I don't know what everything I could say on here, but there was a girl, and she was giving a blowjob to some dude and like in the back corner, and then like, I'm telling you, 15 minutes later.
In the back corner of what?
At one of the parties by the, I think it was back by the, what's that? Like when you first drive in.
And the Rolling Hills?
Yeah. So like, up that big hill. Like, I think they were down like on one of those little, on the grass patch down there. And I was like, okay, me and my buddy saw it. We were like, and then we yelled out like, yeah, good for you, buddy. and then we went back into the party. I'm telling you, 15 minutes later, that girl was back in that party, and she was making out with another dude. And I was like, I was like, well, I'm not making out with any girls here.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
Yeah, I was, that was fun.
Getting it in.
Yep.
That leads exactly into my next question. Did you meet or date any girls that you met at the mansion?
Let's see. Yes. I don't know if you remember one of the playmates, Candace Cassidy. I don't know if you remember her.
Yes, I love her.
Yep. So I dated, some people would, my interpretation of date is different than some people's, but I guess you could say we dated a little bit, but she was just from a tiny town in Ohio. Mm-hmm. So it just wouldn't work. But I was dating her for a little while.
Okay. Last two questions. What was your least favorite part about the mansion, pretty much?
That's a good question. That's a great question. I guess towards the tail end, actually, after Kendra moved out, obviously the drive-on privileges went out too. So we had to start parking at UCLA or wherever, you know, the parking structure and busing in.
But there were no downsides for you.
Yeah. I mean, like maybe just if I guess I wish I could have brought a bunch of people and we could have just like played basketball on the court or I don't know, something, you know, done something like that. That would have been cool. But yeah, there wasn't. I can't think of a downside that I had personally. Yeah.
OK, what did you love the most about the mansion?
The parties. Yeah. I mean, there's no way around that. The parties were just, I mean, it was unbelievable. Just being able to party amongst the people that I did. I mean, you know, I look back and I like Donald Trump, he was at a couple of the, at least one of the parties. Like I can say like, oh, I partied with a president technically, I guess. Like not a lot of people, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. like Diddy and like, all these athletes that would come by, like I would know who the athletes are. A lot of people wouldn't, but I'm super into sports. So like I would see like Reggie Bush. I'd be like, oh shit, that's Reggie Bush. You know, like that's cool. And then just sitting there becoming friends with some of like the singers and stuff like that. Like I think Sean Kingston performed there one year and I was kicking it with him and, you know, partying with him a little bit. 3-6 Mafia obviously was always there. And, but it was just really cool being able to, Too Short. If we would have had iPhones back then,
oh, it would have been a different world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would have been in trouble. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of us would have.
I think a lot of us would have. I mean, it just would have been so different if there were iPhones. I mean, we were on like, part of the time we didn't even have phones. And then it was just like those little, you know, trying to text. And then even at the end, it was like Blackberries, which still looking back on that technology, it's like, eh.
Exactly.
Yeah, really bad.
I had a little like flip video thing that I took to one of the parties, and I still have the videos. I posted it on my Instagram the other day. But it was
So fun.
Shaq was at one of the parties, and I was like, "Oh, there's Shaq!" Anyway, it's just cool. Sometimes I wish I had the video, but then other times I'm like, "No, it's a good thing I didn't."
Yeah,
it all lives right up here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. It was so much fun to catch up.
Yeah, no, it was great. Thank you guys.
The listeners are going to love you and they're going to love this interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. That's awesome.
Well, it was great catching up.
Good seeing you guys. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
You too. Have a good night, guys.
Happy holidays.
Have a good night. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
It was so great catching up with Colin, and Bridget and I have a lot of takeaways from that interview. We're going to discuss those more on our Patreon. If you want to find our Patreon, it's at patreon.com/girlsnextlevel.
You guys, we are so excited. Our new merch line is up and ready to go. Go to www.girlsnextlevel.shop and check it out. We have crew necks, we have hoodies, we have cropped hoodies, stickers, mugs, hats, and so much new stuff to come. You guys, we are really excited about it. And for our Level Up Patreon members, don't forget, we have a special discount code for you guys. So check that out on our Patreon.